WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox Affirmations for a Quiet Mind. This is your girl, Laura Bennett, here to inject some calm into your chaotic world, one affirmation at a time. Now, today's topic hits close to home for all of us who have ever felt like our minds are running on overdrive. It's about setting healthy boundaries for mental well-being. Let's be real, in this crazy fast-paced world, saying no can feel like trying to climb Mount Everest with a broken leg. We're bombarded with demands, obligations, and expectations from all angles, work, family, friends, social media, the list goes on. Ever felt like you're constantly juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Saying yes to everything eventually leads to burnout, stress, and a whole lot of resentment simmering under the surface. That's why establishing those healthy boundaries is absolutely crucial for our mental well-being. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Think about it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your home uninvited, right? You'd lock the door and keep those unwanted intruders out. Your mind and energy are precious resources, so why would you allow them to be constantly depleted by people or situations that drain you? So how do we actually put these boundaries in place? Let's break it down into some powerful takeaways. 1. Know your limits. This is the foundation of everything. Take some time for honest self-reflection. What are you truly capable of handling without feeling overwhelmed or resentful? What activities energize you and what drains you completely? Once you know your limits, you can start saying no with confidence. 2. Communicate clearly and kindly. Saying no doesn't have to be a harsh confrontation. Practice being assertive but kind. You can say something like, I appreciate the offer, but I'm already committed to other projects right now, or I'd love to help out, but my schedule is pretty packed at the moment. Remember, you don't need to over-explain yourself or apologize for prioritizing your well-being. 3. Set realistic expectations. Don't try to change everything overnight. Start small and gradually build up those boundaries. Maybe it's saying no to one extra commitment each week, or taking 30 minutes each day for quiet reflection. Celebrate every little win along the way. 4. Protect your time and energy. Think of your time like a precious commodity. Value it fiercely and don't let others take it for granted. Learn to delegate tasks when possible, say no to unnecessary meetings, and schedule irregular breaks throughout your day to recharge. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. 5. Practice self-compassion. It takes courage to set boundaries, especially if you're used to people-pleasing or constantly putting others first. Be kind to yourself during this process. It's okay to make mistakes, and it's okay to adjust your boundaries as needed. Remember, you are worthy of respect and protection. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a friend who always seems overwhelmed. She's constantly taking on extra responsibilities at work, agreeing to last-minute favors, and putting her own needs on the back burner. One day, Sarah realizes she's reaching her breaking point. She's exhausted, stressed, and starting to feel resentment towards everyone around her. So what does Sarah do? She starts setting boundaries. She learns to say no to requests that drain her energy and prioritizes her own well-being. Sarah makes time for activities she enjoys, such as hiking and painting. She sets aside dedicated me time each day for relaxation and self-care. Gradually, Sarah begins to feel a shift. Her stress levels decrease, she has more energy, and her relationships become healthier because she's not constantly depleted. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating space for healthy connections and prioritizing your own well-being. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, embrace your power, and start saying no to those things that don't serve you. Trust me, your mind and your soul will thank you. Ready to dive deeper into this topic? I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on setting boundaries in the comments below or tag me on social media using #OverthinkingDetox. And remember, keep coming back for more daily doses of calm and clarity. See you tomorrow for another empowering episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.